Thursday, 16th of July, Hoftal Tamas, Dimeburg Rapport, Halacha Case Study, Unjust Enrichment.
Good morning. I'm not quite sure of the format of this particular procedure, but I'll have a bash. I'll share with you a shaila, and not going to pask in the shaila, not going to be machriya, not going to conclude, just perhaps to demonstrate how one would approach the shaila with applying some principles that we find elsewhere, similar shailas or similar situations in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, in the later poskim. So the shaila is as follows, the following situation. Reuven has a warehouse. He owns a warehouse where he stores his goods in this warehouse. We'll give him a marshal, he stores svarim. He stores svarim, he deals in, he's a moicha svarim, he's a wholesaler, a publisher of svarim, and he has a warehouse where he stores svarim. The Shimon comes along to him one day and says to Reuven, I know you've got a warehouse where you store svarim. I have some svarim which I need to store somewhere. Would you mind, can I store my svarim in your warehouse? So Reuven says, Vivakasha, he says, Gesundheit. He says, but I'm a shomechinom, I'm not taking any responsibility, and I'm not going to charge you, and fine. So Shimon brings along his svarim and stores them in Reuven's warehouse. Reuven has insured the contents of his warehouse. The Eibishter to health, and there's a sreifa, the fire. And the Eibishter to health even more, that only Shimon's svarim got burned. None of Reuven's svarim got burnt. Only Shimon's svarim. So Reuven was paying premiums all the years, insurance, had an insurance cover. So he submitted a claim to the insurance company for the damage. And we'll have to make an assumption, a given that the insurance companies spends a lot on the small print, yeah. But many insurance, I was actually aware that many insurance companies are not makpid that the goods that were damaged have to be the goods of the insurer, of the one who insures. Even if they're insured, even if their goods belong to somebody else, they're not makpid. They'll still cover it. They'll still cover the damage. So we'll talk about a situation where with the insurance company itself it's not a problem, and Reuven is entitled to claim in terms of the insurance policy, is entitled to claim for the damage to the other guy's svarim. So Reuven submits his claim, and the insurance company pays out, because everything was above board. He'd been paying his premiums, he was covered, and there was a damage. So Shimon comes along afterwards and says, okay, I can't claim from you. You should reimburse me for the goods because you're a shemachinah. And shemachinah, safe is oinsin, oinus. It's potter, shemachinah is potter oinsin. So I can't claim from you the goods. But you've got the insurance company paid you out for my goods. Yeah? So I'm entitled to that money. The Reuven says, no, you're not entitled to that money. You didn't pay any premiums, insurance. I paid the premiums, I submitted a claim, I was insured, you weren't insured, so the money belongs to me. Interesting shaila, huh?
It's not his merchandise.
So therefore?
But Reuven lost nothing.
Huh?
Reuven lost nothing.
So?
Premiums.
So?
Only Shimon lost.
So?
So,
so, so,
No, it's not him. What? Gezel, why is it Gezel? But did he steal anything from Shimon? He didn't take anything from Shimon at all. You end up getting money for something that's not yours. Very good. So if anyone looked at the title that was published on the day, if there'll be time left to the title, I gave this little discussion, I gave it, I think, unjust enrichment. Yeah. If there'll be time left, I'll explain why I gave it this title, unjust enrichment. With a vote, Mir Sashim, there'll be time left, a vote from Blake Gurwitch. But you mentioned an interesting point. Just one second. So you mentioned he'll be... say it again what you said.
Getting money for something that's not his.
He's earning money from something which is not his. So therefore...
what's wrong with that?
Huh?
I think he's
pure gelaver.
Pure
gelaver?
No.
Pure gelaver? What did he take from him? He didn't take anything from him? Why is it a false claim? No, we said it's not a false claim. We said that the insurance companies do pay out.
No, they don't.
For your own
good. I'm talking about a situation where the insurance company does pay out. No? The job of a shemech is to have an insurance policy. Not at all. Who lost nothing? But said he lost nothing, yeah? And if you win the pools, yeah? So also... Okay, so I hear what you're saying. So does it say anywhere that you mustn't earn money from somebody else's goods? Does it say anywhere at all? That's the shaykh.
If I buy a raffle ticket in your name and you win, who gets the money?
Huh?
If I buy a raffle ticket in your name, yeah, you win the ticket.
It's another shaykh. Who gets the money? When the next Thursday start the day, the Torah way, you'll talk about that. Reuben had insured his warehouse.
So, Shimon was entitled to assume that Reuben insured the contents.
Could be, but that's it's not my level of my
room. Because that's a chilek of the deal when it took on Shimon.
Let's go further, otherwise, yeah. Remain with the shop. So you're all right. You're all very. I see you're very agitated, and you're very. How can this? It's not just. That's what you're saying. It's not just. Yeah. Or some of you are saying no, it's not unjust. Some of you are saying it's not lawful. Gneva is not lawful. There's a difference between unjust and unlawful. Maybe there's a difference. We'll soon see. So let's see if there's anything. So there's a Mishnah. I gave you a page of the Mishnah. I've marked it number one. The second one down. Somebody hires a car from somebody else, and he goes, the soichel goes and lends it means bechinom, yeah, no charge. He lends it to somebody else, and the meister gedarko, and it dies. So the soichel, the hirer, had a chiyuv shmira. He had an obligation to, had responsibilities, liabilities, and he lends it to somebody else who also has certain liabilities, not the same liabilities as the Seicha. Meitzo Kedarka, so if it would have died when it was still by the Seicha, then the Seicha is Potter. Yishova Seicha Shemeitzo Kedarka. So the Seicha is Potter because Meitzo Kedarka doesn't make him liable for to reimburse the owner. V'ashoyel yishalem seicher, but the shoyel, the borrower, is liable to the hirer. So he has to pay. He has to reimburse the seicher, give the money, the worth of the cow. He has to give to the seicher, as the meicher. So the maskir lost his cow. Yeah, he lost his cow. And the person who pays for the cow doesn't pay it to him, but he pays it to the renter. That's what the Tanakhama says. Omer Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi, Ketzed Haloi says, Schoira b'parosei shel haveiroi. How can the soicha, the hirer, how
How can he do trade? How can he do business with somebody else's property? How can he earn with somebody else's goods? Yeah? The end result will be that the socher is earning money from the owner's cow. Yeah? Says Rabbi Yossi, that's Gibson. That's not right. Ela tavze parla bailim. So Rabbi Yossi says that the shoyl, the borrower who borrowed from the socher, has to reimburse not the socher, but he has to reimburse the original owner. Because it's not right, says Rabbi Yossi. It's interesting, Rabbi Yossi doesn't say it's also forbidden. He says, kitza alot. It seems
that Rabbi Yossi is saying it's unjust.
It's unjust for a person to use your expression to earn a profit or earn money from somebody else's goods. Not right. So here we have the Chayra. We've got this classic case. This is it. So in the case of the insurance, Reuven shouldn't be entitled to the insurance money that was paid out for Shimon's goods. It's not right, he should earn money from somebody else's goods. That's Lechayra from the Mishnah. But you can make it, you can differentiate between the Mishnah and the case of the insurance. You could say, you could differentiate, so there's a difference. In the case of the Soicher who lent it to somebody else, he didn't invest any money in this cow. But in the case of the insurance, Reuven, he invested money in the goods of the other fellow. He paid premiums. He paid premiums. That's money. Socher paid to get hold of the cow. Yeah, get hold of the cow, but he didn't. He didn't have the cow. But here's a different story. Here he didn't have to pay any money for the goods which Shimon gave him. But he went and he invested money in Shimon's goods. He wasn't speculating. Okay, that's a chilek. Is this a chilek or not? We'll see. It is a chilek because there's a Shvus Yankov, Jewish Shvus Yankov. If you want to know where it is, it's chilek Gimel Simen Kuf Mem Ches. He gives another case, a situation where not a soicher gave it to a shoyl, but there was a shoymer chinam. Somebody was a shoymer chinam for a cow. And the Shoymer Chinam went and he rented it out and he gave it to somebody else to be a Shoymer Socher. He paid somebody else to look after the cow. Yeah? A Shoymer Chinam paid somebody else to look after the cow. So a Shoymer Chinam gave it over to a Shoymer Socher. Yeah? And then the same story happened. Yeah? So the Shvus Yankiv says that since the Shoymer Chinam has paid the Shoymer Socher to look after the cow, so he's invested money in this cow now from his own pocket. Yeah, there the Shoymer Socher will have to pay the Shoymer Chinam and not the original owner. That's what the Shvus Yankov says. Yeah, and he brings a raya that this is so, and he says the story is because the Shoymer Chinam has now invested money. Where he's paid money from his own pocket towards the shmira of these goods, where he spent money for the shmir of these goods, then he's entitled to. Then, says the Shvus Yankov, then he's not doing business with somebody else's goods, but then he's doing business with his own goods. He's doing business with his money. His money that he spent are his goods. Not oises chore b'momen chaveri, it's oises chore b'momen shaloi. That's the Shvus Yankov. He brings a raya. He brings a raya from, look on item number 2 and 2a on the sheet. So this is a previous Mishnah. Huh?
How's it begin?
I didn't put numbers.
No.
Oh, you give out. I'm sorry, I didn't put numbers. So go to the top one. Somebody gives somebody else to look after Behem or Kalim, and they get stolen or get lost. So Shilim, so the din is that he's got to make a shvur. The shomer should make a shvur as a shomerim that he wasn't. There was no shlichas yad. He hasn't used it himself. So on his potter. Shilim v'loy rotzel lishomer. If he pays, he decides, no, I don't want to make a shvur, I'll pay you. He says to the owner, yeah. Shari Omru Shem Echinim Nishba V'yotze, because we know that the din is that Hashem Echinim makes a shvua and his potter. He says, no, I want to pay for you. And he pays the money, whatever it's worth. And then Nimtza Ganav, then the Ganav is found. So the Ganav is found, the Ganav has to pay Kefil. Yeah? Meshalim Tashlumi Kefil. So he has to pay Kefil. Tavach HaMorah Meshalim Tashlumi Avarah Misha. Lemi Meshalim, says the Mishnah, who does he pay it to? The Ganav, who has to pay, who does he pay it to? So it says, Lemisha Pekod Netzloi. He pays it to whom? To the Shomer. Not to them, to the Shomer. Lemisha Pekod Netzloi, says Rashi, the given the Shilim Kona Kol Tashlumeo. Since the Shomer's paid the owner for the article, so now all the Shuyas belong to him. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara in the third one down. The third one down. Omar Rabbi Yossi, got it?
No.
Omar Rabbi Yossi, Keter Aloysius Rabbi Yossi, Omar Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Aloha Rabbi Yossi. In the first mission that we brought, in the case where the Seicha rented out to, the Seicha lent it to somebody else, so remember Rabbi Yossi says it's not right that the Seicha should do business with somebody else's goods, and the money should go to the owner. So Rabbi Yossi, we pass along Rabbi Yossi, you can't do business with somebody else's goods. And so look. Omar Rav Shmuel Rav Yudah Rav Yudah Amos Rav Shmuel Rav Shmuel Cholokoy Rav Yosi Av Bereshayna. Does Rav Yosi argue only in the second Mishnah where the Seicha lent it to somebody else, or does he argue also in the first Mishnah? In the first Mishnah, which says that when the Shomer Chinam decides not to make it Shua and he pays the owner, and then the Ganav is found and the Ganav has to pay Kefil, So the Mishnah says that the Ganav pays Kefil to whom? To the Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi is chaylik there as well. Rabbi Yosi says no. There he won't pay it to the Shomer Chinam, but he'll pay it also to the owner. Yeah? What are we talking about there? Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam. He hasn't invested anything at all in the article. Nevertheless, yeah? He hasn't invested anything at all in the article. That's why, says the Shus Yaakov, that it goes to the owner, not to the Shem Mishnim. Says the Shus Yaakov, so if so, why does the second Mishnah give a Heicha Timsa of a Seicha and a Shoyl, of a renter who lends it to a Shoyl? The Mishnah could have given a different Heicha Timsa of a Shem Achinam who gave it to a Shem Esocha. Yeah? A Shem Achinam who gave it to a Shem Esocha. Since the Mishnah didn't give that case, a raya that if a Shema Chinim would give it to Shema Socha and he'd be paying the Shema Socha, so he's paying money from his own pocket, then Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be chayav. Rabbi Yossi would agree he's not doing business with somebody else's goods, he's doing business with his own money. He's putting money. His own money. That's the Shvus Yaakov's raya. That's the Shvus Yaakov's raya. Yeah. It's a Merica difficult raya, because the Pischei Tshuva he brings the Shus Yankev, and he says there's a Mefurish Atosus, not so. The last item on the Gemara, on the sheet. Gemara Bava Kama, Va'omer Olu Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shomer Shemosel Hashomer, Potur. Yeah? Shomer Shemosel Hashomer Potter. Says Rashi, Shomer Shemosel Hashomer Potter, Rishon B'chol Ha'isin Dinu Shomer Potim, Ha'isin Le Potter Nama Ashtar. So whatever the Shomer, the first Shomer, would have been Potter from, if he gives it over to another Shomer, the same thing, he'll be Potter. V'loi mi boya Shomer Chinim Shemosel Hashomer Socha. Certainly, if the Shomer Chinim gives it over to Shomer Socha, where he's upgrading the Shmirah, Hashem Mesoch is mechuy for more things than Hashem Mechinim. So if Hashem Mechinim is Hashem Mesoch, he's not decreasing the Shmir. On the contrary, he's upping the Shmir. Up, yeah. The ilu yali the Shmirasa. So certainly there, the Hashem Mechinim will be potter. El afilu Hashem Mesoch, Hashem Masal Hashem Mechinim. Even if Hashem HaSocha gave it to Hashem HaChinon, where he's lessening the Chiyuv HaShmira, will also be Potter. Shari Mosel Ben Das, because he gave it to Ben Das, so he fulfilled whatever his responsibilities. He hasn't breached any responsibility. However, the Manikud is the first case. Shem Echinim Shem Mosel Hashem HaSocha. Shem Echinim Shem Mosel Hashem HaSocha. Says Ulam Rav Loza, he's Potter, the Shem Echinim is Potter. Remember yes. Says Tosfos, the bottom, Perish, the Potter, Im Nigneva Nevdi, if it gets stolen from the Shem HaSocha, the Shem Echinim is Potter. Because the Shem Echinim is only Haifa Pshia, nothing else. Umil says Tosfos, the Shem HaSocha, Ki Mishalim, but the Shem HaSocha is not Potter, he has to pay. Who is he paid to? Ki Mishalim, Mishalim Lebailim. The Shem HaSocha pays to the owner. The original owner, not to the Shem HaChinim, but to the owner. Why? Ki Damrim Ba'amafkid, Alochik Harbiyosi, Da'am Ha'in Alois, Eschoyim, Ba'al Shem HaVeira. So even in the case of a Shem HaChinim who pays to somebody else to keep it, so he's taking money out of his pocket and investing money in the goods, in the deal, he's investing money in the deal, even there, Tosfos says clearly that the Shem HaSocha has to pay to the Bailim, not to the Shem HaChinam. It's totally against what the Shavuos Yankiv is saying. It's against what the Shavuos Yankiv is saying. Tosfos, not only Tosfos, the Shittim HaGebetzes brings down other Rishonim, the Meiri, and other Rishonim, who also hold the same thing. There's a machlokes between Rishonim, whether the owner will have to reimburse the Shem HaChinam for the payment that he paid to the Shem HaSocha, that's machlokes. But everyone agrees that the capital amount for the animal that the Shem HaSocha is chayav has to pay to the original owners. Mamash against the Shavuos Yankiv. So back to our shaila. According to the Shavuos Yankiv, this Reuven would be entitled to all the insurance. According to the Pesachei Shuva, not. I must tell you, I'm not going to go into it now because time is running out, but there's a Shaila Meshiv, a Chumash Shaila Meshiv, also a Shaila about insurance, also a Sreifa, where a person rented a house and got burned down and the renter paid the insurance policy and the owner had promised to pay the premiums and he kept on pushing it off, but he committed himself to pay the premiums, and the Shaila Meshiv says that if the Seicha wouldn't have asked the Balabos at all. And or if he would have asked them, the Balabos would have said, I'm not prepared to participate at all in the premiums, then and the rent himself paid the premiums, then the renter would be entitled to the insurance policy. Not the best. There was the Bezdin there made a pshara in that case, and the Shaila Meshiv says it was right to make a pshara because of the situation. But the principle, the same principle, the Shaila Meshiv says that where the person invests from his own pocket, then it's not considered Oisa Schoira B'mom Mechaveir, it's considered Oisa Schoira B'mom Shaloi. Some Sofin, not in Shul, some Sofin is Chedushim in the Gemara, also says the same thing. So you've got the Shaila Meshiv, you've got the Shavuos Yankiv, the Shaila Meshiv, and the Chassam Sofer, who in our case would say that where the only svarim that were lost in the fire was the other person's svarim, that Reuven can take the whole insurance money in the end on time. Pesachei Tshuva and the Chelkes Yoav also asked on the Shavuos Yankiv from the same Tosfos, the Pesachei Tshuva, and he also asked your kash. He says this whole svara about differentiating between the Mishnah and the insurance where the guy had invested from his own pocket, he says, like you say, he says the fact that he paid money to hire the cow in the first place, that's also investing money from his own pocket. It also makes it his own schoira, not somebody else's schoira. So the schoira in this case, I'm just saying the schoira in this case would have a machlokes amongst the poskim, whether Reuven is entitled to all the insurance money or not entitled to all the insurance money, or Shimon's entitled to some or not. So on the face of it, superficially, if you had to paskin in such a situation, we'd have to say they should be mispashed, they should make a pshara. If they can't make a pshara, then we would have to make a Peshara, and then we'd have to make a Peshara, and there's a klal by the Poskim, where somebody's mechuyev a shvua, and he doesn't take a shvua, so then the Peshara is that he's entitled to a third, and the other person's two-thirds. So in this case of the insurance, you would have to paskin that Reuven would be entitled to a third of the insurance payout, and two-thirds would go to the to owner, to Shimon, and obviously Shimon would have to, he would have to reimburse him in the premium.
Why so, split with one?
That's already the poskim say later. That's the pshara that you do when there's a chiyuv shvua. Because since it's a chiyuv shvua, and you don't want him to mashbia, so you don't give him equal rights as the other guy.
What if Reuven was neglectful? He allowed his workers to smoke
on the premises. Then it's different. Then it's a pesher. Shei machinam is chayv a pesher. So then he'd be mechuyev.
Will there be an issue if Reuven actually increased the insurance premium on account of the additional goods, or whether he left it as it was previously, when he wasn't much getting anything more because Shimon had the goods there?
I don't know how insurance works, but I presume that
there's some insured.
I presume it's the sum insured. They base it on the value of all the goods that are there.
Yeah.
So if he'd only insured his own, then a zikha, he couldn't claim.
He had some insured anyway, which he was paying, and he didn't increase on account of Shimon's extra goods.
Yeah, but it depends.
So then,
that's an insurance shaver. That's whether they cover all the goods or not.
He
paid a certain premium, and the understanding the insurance policy, the insurance company should cover a million rands worth of goods.
Yeah.
And even if his goods were worth a million rands, or even if his goods were worth, that's already a ban. Sorry. Yeah, we're running out of time. 2 minutes. Yeah, we still got 2 minutes. I'll tell you what I blame with him. Because unjust and unlawful, whether there is such a difference, I don't know whether there's a good description in English. There is an opinion, there's no such thing as something which is which is lawful but unethical. So if it's lawful, it's ethical. If it's unlawful, it's not ethical. But it's not so poshut, because you find there's a pasuk. Another pasuk which switches around a bit in Eikev says Kisasa Yosha Atov Beinei Hashem Elokecha. From there, the Gemara learns out the concept of Lifnei Meshuas Hadin. In fact, Rashi in Vayeshanan says clearly Vasisa Yosha Atov Beinei Hashem Lifnei Meshuas Hadin. Lifnei Meshuas Hadin. So I once heard from Reb Leib Zechariah Rava, where does it say in the pasuk? But it says Vasisa Yosha Atov. Rashi in Eikev says, "Hatoyv is toyv bein Shemayim, Yosh is bein Odom." So he says, "Where does Vuliktim Posuk? Where does it say Lifnei Meshuas Hadin? Rasisa Yosh Hatoyv bein Hashem. Where does it say Lifnei Meshuas Hadin?" So the Blaise said as follows with a moshul. Very quickly, a son says to his father, "You told me I came out before." A son to his father, "Tata, willst du a trunk? Do you want a drink?" So the father says, "Yeah, no." So the son says, "And what would you like, a glass of water?" He says, no. So off goes the son, he brings him a double scotch. A double scotch whiskey. Yeah, he says, "Oh, a double scotch." Yeah, and he gives it to the father. So the father makes a brocha, the drink, says, "L'chaim." And then he says to him, "Chvashtenish, you asked me if I want a drink?" I said, "Yes." "You asked me if I want water?" I said, "Yes." "And you went and brought me a glass of whiskey." So he says, "Tata," he says, "Gesagt hast du gesagt, ade willst du ein Glas Wasser. Aber in deinen Augen, aber gesehen, ade willst du ein Whisky, nicht ein Glas Wasser." "You said you want a glass of water, but in your eyes I saw that really you want a whisky." That's what Blaib says. "Well, see, sa, tu, va, yosha, beheine, Hashem, lekecha." The person gave us a tu, they gave us a shulchan aruch. That's what he said to do. But you have to see what in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu he wants. "Well, see, sa, yosha, tu, beheine, Hashem, lekecha." So there's some things we can't do Shulchan Aruch, it's lawful, and you can't claim halacha ve'moren kein and so on. You can't claim any money. But you have to think, ba'eini Hashem lekecha, what does Rabban Shem really want from us? So that's why, I don't know if it's the correct term, there could be a concept of something which is lawful, but it's unjust. Unjust maybe is not the right word. But I would say it's lawful, but it's not ba'eini Hashem lekecha. It's not ba'eini Hashem lekecha. So this case could be, even if Reuven's entitled to it,
oh,
but Ein Hashem
Elokecha
Mistomer.
We have a concept of pot out of the bottle. We know it's not nothing new.
Yeah. Okay.